Good evening. This is the 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central Time update on Hurricane Gustav. Gustav remains a very powerful hurricane that will be threatening the northern Gulf Coast within the next 2 days. At 11 p.m., the center has crossed over the western portion of Cuba. In doing so, Gustav did weaken a little bit. Winds have come down by about 10 miles per hour. Still are 140 miles per hour with higher gusts. That means that Gustav is still a Category 4 hurricane. Over the next 2 days, we expect that the center will be moving towards the northwest at about 15 miles per hour from its position now in the southeastern Gulf of Mexico, with a landfall expected during the day on Monday somewhere in the hurricane watch area, which now extends from Alabama westward to just east of High Island, Texas. The winds will continue to fluctuate a bit, but we do expect there to be some strengthening at least until Gustav makes it to the central Gulf of Mexico. Could even be a Category 5 hurricane, at least briefly. Slight weakening is expected as the center makes landfall. We still expect, though, that the center will cross the coast as a major hurricane, either Category 3, 4, or 5. As the center approaches the coast, the storm surge will increase and could reach 15 to 20 feet. Locally higher, near and to the right of where the center comes ashore. We also expect there to be significant rainfall threat from this hurricane because it will be slowing down as it moves inland after its crossing of the coast on Monday. So Tuesday into Wednesday will be a significant rainfall threat. The time is running short now in terms of preparations. It's very important that all people pay close attention and follow the instructions of emergency management officials. At the National Hurricane Center, I'm Ed Rappaport.